I've been involved in property taxes in my town for a while, and when we try to abate a property tax, we go and say, well, here's a comparable piece of property. That property is, you know, sold for way less than you've assessed my house for. We can't do that in this case. It's not public information what somebody else makes. If I'm a mechanic and I'm paying myself $80,000 a year and you say that's unreasonable, I can't say, well, drill the mechanic down the street. Here's his tax return, which I got. How does one defend himself when it comes to reasonable compensation?
And that's Paul Seepy from Lancaster talking Saturday in Conway about one of the many obvious problems with determining reasonable compensation. Andy Sanborn, owner of the Draft Sports Bar and Grill, joining us here on Bulldog Live. 1-866-823-1077 if you wish to call in with a question or comment. Again, tomorrow morning, the issue of reasonable compensation will be heard before the House Ways and Means Committee. 9 a.m. in the Legislative Office Building. It's the big building behind the State House just across North State Street, and it's in rooms 201 to 203. So it's a large room, and they're expecting a crowd.
And let's hope a big crowd shows up for this.
It would be, because this is an attempt to define reasonable compensation, which may seem admirable, but the devil can be in the details.
Oh, absolutely. And before we talk a little bit about that, let's go back to a couple of the details that were not in the proposed bill as most people saw it last week. This is new stuff that came out last night, that the DRA is going to obviously make a determination of your reasonable compensation. And it includes if you sell any of your business assets or sell your company. The state of New Hampshire is going to have the ability to allow you to claim, quote unquote, a percentage of what you sell. You know, this is in fact a variable rate capital gains tax.
Yes.
Which is truly at the discretion of the state of New Hampshire.
Which is also part of what's in these rules to implement the LLC tax.
Absolutely. Again, you know, it continues to come down to the discretion of the state making these determinations for you. So, you know,
the commissioner, can I just go back and point out this relevant paragraph in D-2, to deduct an amount not to exceed a percentage of the gross selling price on the sale of business assets other than inventory as determined in accordance with rules adopted by the commissioner.
And you can hit the next line as well. It says something very similar.
Or to deduct an amount not to exceed a percentage of gross revenues as determined in accordance with rules adopted by the commissioner. The key words there, the commissioner. That's who's going to decide it. Somebody who is, pardon me, I'm not being disrespectful, but an unelected bureaucrat is going to determine that percentage, not the legislature, not the people who represent you.
Right. So it brings up that fairness issue. Now, overall, I mean, everyone needs to understand that the fact they're having a hearing in actually looking at trying to make the bill reasonable compensation, in dealing with it, it is important. And you have to give, you know, all those involved, the commissioner and Representative Almy, credit for at least bringing it up and saying, let's have the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is we need to have the discussion, but this is bad law. This is bad policy. If the state wants to give us, or our legislators want to give us, the ability to reasonably compensate ourselves, they can't be doing it where they're inhibiting our capacity to hire people, where they're inhibiting our capacity to be, you know, a leader in creating technologies and creating jobs, because essentially what they're saying is no matter what you do, we're going to make a personal decision on how much money you can have. That's wrong.
That's right. And then when you might be selling that business to start up another business or something.
Right.
They don't go into what all – they don't consider the other factors as to why you're selling a business. They think you're just going to sell a business and walk away with a ton of money, and they're not going to let you do that.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, you know, let's talk about what reasonable compensation is. For anyone out there that makes money or owns a business, reasonable compensation is fundamentally determined by what other people will pay you for your service. I mean, that's how, as business mm-hmm. owners, we get paid. If people think we're doing a good job, they'll pay us. And if we're doing a really good job, they'll pay us more for it.
Exactly. Whether you be a handyman, a restaurant owner, or if you're just selling some kind of little tchotchkes at the corner store.
Right. Or building houses or repairing cars or being an attorney, quite frankly, or an architect. You know, if you're good at it, you deserve to get paid more and will be paid more. So what gives the state of New Hampshire the right to determine how much people should be paid.
Exactly. And that's where Representative Ami's bill goes into the one-size-fits-all approach, and that is the $50,000 compensation. Again, regardless of the type of business you're in, regardless of how well that you do in that.
Right. And it's, you know, personally, I believe in order for our state to you know, and even quite frankly, you know, we saw in the news yesterday that Representative Hodes, you know, even a guy who typically is a very, very, very pro-tax liberal kind of guy, even he is calling for incentives for business job growth, while at the same time, our state is still saying we want to try and hold companies back. We want to inhibit growth. You know, job growth is not important to our state legislature at this point because all they're trying to do is find more ways to tax us higher.
Well, Paul Hodes, the key operative word there is small business. You look at your congressman that's looking at supporting small businesses through whatever the federal programs would be, and you can debate the merits of that even. But you have that message versus the message that I am seeing from the top, Governor Lynch, who came in as a successful businessman and who gave people confidence that he would be supporting small businesses. And I'm seeing the indications that he's not.
I am too. I mean, and maybe it's because Governor Lynch ran a very large, very, very large company, was very successful. So maybe right now his focus is really on the big businesses, because this reasonable compensation law will not affect big businesses. This is solely against partnerships, proprietorships, and sole proprietorships.
I'm glad you brought that up because that's in the first paragraph of this law for tomorrow morning.
Right. You don't see much mention in here about C-Corps and S-Corps, do you?
Nope. It says in here as a proprietorship or partnership, and then compensation for the personal services of the proprietor, partners, or members who are natural persons actually devoting time and effort in the operation of the business organization. So there you go.
So
that's exactly who it's targeting.
So if you are a small business owner out there, if you work for a small business and actually want to raise, if you're unemployed and think you want a job, this is important legislation. It's important for people to show up to tomorrow and let our government know that, you know, we need to recognize the sacrifices that people made to try and be successful. Remember, that's the American dream. That's the New Hampshire dream, you know, to work hard and be rewarded for it and hopefully pass that along to others. And this is disincentivizing people to do that.
1-866-823-1077. Bulldog Live with our continuing coverage of the LLC tax debate and the developments that appear almost daily on this. I'm going to have an update on my LLC tax page at briantilton.com today with David Heath's piece in the Union Leader. Also, the Foster's Daily Democrat with the editorial. Legislature needs to correct its LLC mistake. And there was a story in their paper earlier this week, and then the Union Leader picked up on it today, about Senate Majority Leader Maggie Hassan of Exeter telling the Exeter Rotary Club on Monday that changes might be necessary because mistakes were made.
You know, no question. And we should not and cannot look at this as just a, you know, I say this on a regular basis as I'm talking about this issue around the state. This is not a Republican, Democrat, independent, or libertarian issue. This is an issue that affects every human being in our state. We are a state of small business owners. We need to protect small business. We need to help get people back to work. We need to go back and actually address this reasonable compensation, and I agree with that, but we need to go back under the philosophy and belief that reasonable compensation is to protect small businesses, to allow them to make money versus tell them how much money they can make.
Yeah, that's the dramatic shift that we've seen. And then we have this paperwork safe harbor, because that's another issue that concerns a lot of CPAs. And David Heath's piece today, that's not the only one. Rhonda Kalinowski, who's a CPA in the Lakes region and the North Country, she testified on Thursday night in Plymouth, you know, the paperwork that's involved, and she brought up the reasonable compensation, saying this is an issue that needs to be litigated, it's not an issue that has yet to be defined by the legislature. It's something that would be typically litigated, but nobody ever goes forward litigation because it's too costly, so they make settlements with DRA, and And those settlements then become the basis of reasonable compensation, which sets the levels really, really low.
Right. It essentially continues to ratchet down how much money the state can claim you can make. I mean, you know, this is a very difficult position for the state to be in because, you know, what happens if the DRA makes a determination that your compensation is only worth $100,000? So next year, what happens if they think, well, maybe that was too much, so we're going to ratchet it down to 75 or 50? Or, I mean, how far down can they continue to ratchet it? Because the further down they push it, the further up taxes go.
And, you know, so this paperwork safe harbor that's being talked about in this bill tomorrow morning, you know, it still is something that could be come up at the discretion of the commissioner, perhaps.
Well, yeah. I mean, ironically, if you read the new amendment, even though they provide, you know, quote unquote, look, we're giving you a safe harbor, there is a sentence in the new amendment that says they still have the right to ask you to prove it. So even though on one hand they're providing somewhat of an olive leaf, granted there aren't many leaves on the olive stick, on the other hand, they say, well, even though we're giving you the safe harbor, we still have the right to ask you for it and you have to produce it. So that's not much of a safe harbor.
And given the way that they've gone retroactive on a few things recently, they can make that paperwork retroactive too, which means business owners, particularly the LLC owners, are going to be on pins and needles all the time, making sure they have all the proper paperwork, again, time and money.
Right. I mean, how does a business operate not knowing how much they can pay themselves? How does a business plan for how much money they may or may not have to provide to the state of New Hampshire when the state comes in and says, we think you make too much money? You know, it's someone said to me before, this is perfectly insane. And this is something that we really need to address. We need to address it now.
1-866-823-1077. Bulldog Live continues on the pulse, but first, here's a little more from David Heath and Ashua.
The case has just been argued, and I agree that in a lot of cases, the individual owners won't be affected by this tax. But the record-keeping requirements is going to affect everybody, whether they pay the tax or not.
Bulldog Live will continue after these messages, live on the pulse.